It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll get the latest on what's happening with Russia and the U.S., the latest poll numbers, and more in our weekly check-in on national politics.
First, legislation circulated in Wisconsin would allow people to carry concealed weapons without a permit or training. The bill would also end the state's ban on tasers and would let some people bring guns onto federal gun-free school zones.
The bill is authored by Senator David Craig and Representative Mary Felskowski, both Republicans. It would make Wisconsin a constitutional carry state that lets people carry weapons without having to register with the state or pay government fees. Supporters say the bill puts Wisconsin's concealed carry law in line with the state's policy that lets people openly carry without training or permits. Those against the bill say it's irresponsible and potentially dangerous.
Robert Spitzer joins us now. He's a distinguished service professor and department chair for political science at the State University of New York, Cortland. He's written 5 books on gun control in the United States. Robert, welcome to Central Time.
It's good to be with you.
Nationwide, how unusual is a bill like this one proposed, a bill that would allow people to carry concealed weapons without a permit or training?
Well, quite a movement has spread in recent years to advance this idea. As of today, there are 12 states that have eliminated permitting entirely for civilians to carry handguns around with them concealed, and there is legislation in other state legislatures that are proceeding sort of in the way Wisconsin is right now. However, it's a relatively new phenomenon. If you go back to the start of the 1980s, only one state of the union did not require a permit for a civilian to carry a handgun around in society concealed. And it really has been only in recent years that number has grown significantly.
And supporters of this bill say it would make Wisconsin a constitutional carry state. Can you walk us through what that means?
Well, I think that term, frankly, is something of a misnomer because it presumes that there is a constitutional right for citizens, for civilians, to carry concealed weapons around with them in society, or for that matter, even to carry them openly. And there is no such constitutional right. Now, there are cases before the court right now that are trying to establish this as a right. But as of today, the Second Amendment right for civilians, as the Supreme Court defined it back in 2008, says that people have a right to own a handgun for personal self-protection in the home. It says nothing about carrying weapons around in society with you as a constitutional right. It is something that is now allowable with a permit in most states, of course, but the point is that the states have some discretion about that, and states that have fairly restrictive permitting requirements, such as New York State, have been challenged. Strict laws have been challenged in the courts, and they have withstood scrutiny. Now, constitutional scrutiny. It is certainly also an assumption that the kind of law being considered by Wisconsin is kind of a return to earlier times when people carried guns more freely, but that's actually not correct either. The idea that civilians ought not to be carrying weapons around with them, especially concealed, is something that is really that standard has been a very long one. Let me rephrase. The idea that civilians ought not to be carrying weapons around concealed is a very long one. By the end of the 19th century, every state in the Union, except for 4 states, had laws that severely restricted or barred civilians from carrying concealed weapons at all. That was the norm until we hit the 1980s, when the gun rights movement really took off and they began to push the loosening up of such gun regulations in state legislatures. And that's what brings us to where we are today.
Now, if we put the term constitutional carry aside and what it might entail in terms of the Constitution itself, what does a constitutional carry state legally allow its citizens to do?
Well, in the states, the dozen states that today have eliminated permitting, it means that indeed, as long as citizens can legally own a handgun, they are entitled to carry that handgun around with them concealed as they go about their business. There are limitations on that. For example, businesses can post signs that we don't want people carrying guns into our place of business. Various public institutions, public buildings can impose similar restrictions. And there is a similar debate, I know, going on in Wisconsin about this right now in your legislature about where this should not be allowed. But the fundamental core principle is that the operative principle is that if you sweep away state permits, that means you're also sweeping away any state requirements, like, for example, that a person would have to take a training course or take a written test that demonstrates knowledge of firearms or other similar requirements. So states have the option of doing that, and indeed a dozen states have done it so far.
We're talking with Robert Spitzer right now, Distinguished Service Professor, Department Chair for Political Science at the State University of New York, Cortland, joining us to look at a bill proposed here in Wisconsin that would allow citizens to carry concealed weapons without a permit or training. And Robert, do we have data on where public opinion stands on bills like this?
Generally speaking, the public does not favor, or the public opposes, the idea of civilians carrying guns concealed around in society in their normal business. And I think that's a pretty consistent finding among national public opinion polls. In states where there is a stronger gun tradition, you would find less support. But I think even among gun owners, you will find that most gun owners are very leery of the idea of civilians carrying weaponry around with them. I mean, we have to remember, especially given the notion that the bill being considered in Wisconsin, does away with training requirements and other requirements that many states still have on the books for their citizens to obtain permitting. So it's not something that meets wide public favor, but it has become a real cause celeb for the gun rights community.
Now, another aspect of this bill would end a restriction under current law that would prevent people from bringing guns into police stations, secure mental health facilities, and schools. So how controversial is that particular provision?
Well, it's pretty controversial, as you can imagine. We've had national legislation that, for example, that bars, going back more than 20 years, that bars people from carrying guns onto grounds of public schools generally. Every state of the union has had a similar law in place, although some states have repealed or modified those laws. And I think generally when you check with law enforcement organizations, with district attorney's offices, with prosecuting attorneys and such, and others in the law enforcement community, they generally oppose civilians being able to carry around weapons without a permit, partly because it means that law enforcement has no way of determining who has proper permits and who does not. And also because it encourages civilians to intervene, if they have firearms on their person, in situations where they think they might be doing good and where, in fact, they might, and indeed probably more likely, may be causing more confusion and possible harm. And law enforcement doesn't need that added degree of insecurity when they're trying to do their job.
We got an email here from Mike in Sheboygan County, who's a former law enforcement officer, and he says the police chiefs of Wisconsin oppose concealed carry bills because they could lead, he says, to a 16% increase in police deaths by firearms. What about that figure, Robert? Is that a figure that you've seen?
I've not heard the 16% figure, although I'm sure there are studies that have examined this question just as he reports. And it has a couple of very specific effects and why it could lead to a greater likelihood of death. First because civilians may have guns and may use them either accidentally or intentionally, thinking that they're doing good or perhaps not to do something good. And secondly, it ratchets up the uncertainty of everyday encounters between police officers and civilians on the street. And when you ratchet up insecurity in an actual confrontation between a police officer who carries a service weapon and a civilian who the officer doesn't know if they have a weapon or not, it leads and encourages a confrontation and makes more likely the prospect of a confrontation where either an innocent civilian could be injured or killed or a police officer injured or killed.
And Robert, you're a member of the NRA and also the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Do you have any informed thoughts about the data out there about what could or should be required of people who do want to carry a concealed weapon?
Well, I think that it's only sensible that any person who is carrying a deadly weapon, a firearm, with them in society have proper and extensive training. Part of the problem with civilians doing these things is that they don't have the same kind of training at all that police officers do. And even police officers, who are the most highly trained occupation among persons who carry firearms, police officers make mistakes too. As a matter of fact, studies have shown that police officers in an actual fire situation hit the targets that they're aiming at between 20% and 30% of the time. Civilians inevitably would have an even lower score rate, because in a real situation, it simply ratchets up the terror, the insecurity, the anxiety, and it does not bode well for what is, in fact, a pretty safe society. I mean, crime has been declining in America for over 20 years. We're a pretty safe place, frankly, and it's pretty hard to summon a criminological argument saying how that would be improved by more civilians carrying guns.
Robert, thanks a lot for joining us.
It's good to be with you.
That was Robert Spitzer, Distinguished Service Professor and Department Chair for Political Science at the State University of New York, Cortland. He joined us to look at a bill proposed that people in Wisconsin could carry concealed weapons without a permit and without training.